The Art of Work, Section 29. Life is sweet, and it is a pleasure to see the light of day. No matter how many days a person may live, each one should be fully enjoyed. For darker days, days of futility will come. So be happy while you're young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the desires of your heart, and whatever your eyes see, but do not forget that God will call you to count for how you live. Banish anxiety from your mind and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor quickly pass away. I often quote this section of Kohelet's wisdom to myself on my way to work. I have a half-hour commute that takes me on quiet country roads toward the rising sun, and on many days I am greeted by a brilliant sunrise. As the golden light spreads over the land, I recite these words and let them sink into my soul. In the days prior to my memorizing the book of Ecclesiastes, I would use my commute to plan out my day, and I would often end up fretting about the future. I don't allow myself to do that anymore, and as I speak Kohelet's words, I remind myself that in this new day, in spite of any issues I will be facing, I still have the choice to fully enjoy the good things of life. This is not an attempt to use the power of positive thinking, for in true Kohelet fashion, he also reminds me that I will definitely see some darker days, days when the sunrise will be obscured behind rain and clouds. It is inevitable that as I age, I will have increasing difficulties, and in tomorrow's section, he'll talk us through that process. Aging and death is part of how things need to flow. But for now, if I want to let my heart give me joy, I need to be open to see the good things that move through creation. With this in mind, Kohelet encourages the young to follow their desires in whatever the eye see. This advice is completely different from systems based on fear and control where older leaders constantly warn the young to the dangers and things that can go wrong in life. Instead, Kohelet reminds the young to balance their lives by remembering that one day we'll be held accountable for how we live. For today, quit worrying about every ache and pain in your body and stop being anxious and fretting about the future. Use the energy of your youth to fully engage and enjoy each new day. Yes, your days are fleeting and pass by quickly, but you can't add length to your life through worry. In fact, you're more likely to shorten it both in the quality and quantity of your days. We are now coming to the end of Kohelet's teachings about what we can expect to gain from all our hard work under the sun. And tomorrow he will walk us through our final days under the sun and through to the other side. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the book of Ecclesiastes. Thank you for listening.